Identity is an abstract and philosophical concept that means many different things to many different people. It can be formed and changed over time, and there are many different factors that can contribute to someone's identity. These factors can vary from someone's circumstances and background to how that person believes other people view him or her. Someone's identity can also evolve over time as their experiences might influence their beliefs and therefore change who they are as a person. Memories and early childhood experiences also often shape someone's identity. Many people find their identity in their ethnicity or race, as well as their culture. All of these influences are very important to discovering who you, as a person, really are. This podcast will dive into all of the contributing factors that make everyone unique and different with their own specific identity, as well as analyzing why identity is such an important concept. How do we form and shape our identities? This question interested me because it is one of the most important questions you could ever ask. This is true because your identity impacts everything you do in your life. It impacts the decisions and choices you will make and dictates the path you will take in life. Identity influences how you see the world and how you will impact the world, which is why I think it is extremely important to discover the factors behind your identity. The two answers I found for this question that seem the most relevant to me are that circumstances and background affect your identity, as well as how others see you. Your background probably has the biggest impact on your life. While where you come from doesn't necessarily have to determine who you are, it definitely contributes whether you want it to or not. Background can mean several things. It can refer to your race or ethnicity. It can also refer to your culture, religion, or family heritage. For most people, knowing where they come from and what they are a part of greatly contributes to who they identify as. Also, circumstances that you were raised in influence who you are. This is true because the things you remember and the things you grew up around are the things that taught you how to behave and impacted what your reactions to events in life are. In a podcast by TED Radio Hour on identity, I learned that it doesn't have to be a geographical location, it's more about what drives you as a person. Although background isn't everything, I do believe that it has a great impact on a person's identity. Next, society and how you believe others perceive you impacts what you believe about yourself and how you identify. Identity is a concept that was historically and socially constructed. In an article by eNotes, it says that social surroundings can have a tremendous impact on how we perceive ourselves. The things that you are told about yourself by other people are the things that you will be more inclined to believe to be true, whether positive or negative. In a podcast by BBC, the speaker noted that our sense of self doesn't entirely come from within. Our families, friends, peers, and basically anyone we interact with all have an influence on our identity. The question of what the factors are that shape our identity is a difficult one to answer, as so many things can factor in anyone's identity. Also, throughout my research, I found that your identity can change over time, and that while some parts of who you are might remain the same, most likely there will be other parts that will evolve. Some other questions I stumbled upon are, is identity given or created, and what causes someone's identity to change? This topic was very interesting to research, and I feel that I found many different perspectives and ideas from my resources that helped me to begin to answer it.